T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
6:44 is the time. Ladies and gentlemen, the very lifeblood of being a talk show host at WIP or anywhere in America is your credibility. Now, it's everything.
Really?
If people are tuning in and they think you're a babbling idiot or you're putting them on, you're trolling them, they're going to get frustrated listening to you.
Or you could be here for 30 years.
No, Rhea, don't. Why are you ruining my message?
Sorry.
One of the people I admire most at this station, Al, it's been a slow build for me, but it's getting there, is Mr. Joe Giglio.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And people have started this rumor that Joe Giglio is stating, well, fire Gabe Kapler. He should be a candidate for manager of the year. You know that isn't true, Al.
No.
I know it isn't true, Rhea. Nobody would be that dumb.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Giglio. Joe, can you clear this up for people?
Good morning, Angelo. Sure. So here is what my point was, and I think it was probably misconstrued. Of course it was.
You don't mean that.
So my point was, there was an article last week by Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, and it was right after he was here covering the game last week when the Atlanta Braves were, and he was doing the he was on the side in the dugout for Fox Sports. And he wrote a story about like 8 or 9 teams that could see massive changes. And obviously the Phillies were in there. And my point was that the conversation nationally, based on what has happened this year with Gabe Kapler, should be more that, I wonder how many votes he's going to get on a ballot for manager of the year. I mean, if you write down 4 or 5 names, that thing he's going to win or should win, more than he should be getting fired for this. Because as I've seen it all year, this isn't his fault. I understand the reality of whatever John Middleton may want to do with his baseball team, but I just think it's silly that that's like, well, you know, Gabe Kapler did this and they lost all these games. Well, they don't have a very good baseball team. So my point was, usually when teams have all these injuries or have no pitching staff, managers that keep their team in the race, they get votes on the back of those ballots. They don't get fired. That was the point I was trying to make.
All right. Well, I could clear up one part of that where you asked the question, how many votes will Gabe get for manager of the year? Rhea and I are in full agreement on this. The answer is 0. All right. He will get no votes because he will be fired the day after the season. Joe, you know what it is now? It isn't even, you're right, it's a flawed roster that he has. You could see how he has been in a winless situation with this awful bullpen they gave. But Joe, just think of if he would have been brought back, do you know the effect it would have on business? Do you know how many people don't want to see the team because he's the manager?
Yeah, I've thought about that. And we had this conversation last year. Ultimately,
yeah.
I don't think it matters that much if they get a good team. I mean, the beginning of this year was the same game after. We had the same conversation last year, and obviously last year was worse at the end. I mean, they barely won a game in September, and at this point, we knew it was over, and we know this one's over now, too. But,
like,
we had this conversation last year. They got Bryce Harper. They signed, Andrew McCutchen, and everyone was excited in spite of the manager to start the season. So I understand the way you frame it. I understand a lot of people feel that way. But if they put a good team out there, I don't think it matters that much.
You know, you're going to hear something now that you're going to not believe. All right. Last year at this time with 14 games remaining, do you know what the Phillies record was? This is prior to $500 million in signings. You know what their record was at this point 1 year ago, Joe?
Probably around the exact same mark, was it?
The exact same mark, 76-72. The precise mark they have now. They added all these players, and they have the same record. And you want to honor the manager who got no more out of a far better roster than he had a year ago? You want to honor that guy? Really?
Well, I think the circumstances are the roster isn't really that good. It's money poorly spent. I mean, obviously Bryce Harper is worth bringing here. And
Real Muto? How about Real Muto? Is he pretty good? He's not bad,
sure,
right?
Sure he is. But he's not expensive. He only costs about $5 million.
They're better. Joe, they're a much better team on paper than they were a year ago. He got nothing more out of them. Not anything. Not even one game out of them.
When you look at this pitching staff, Angelo, I agree they have better names and talent than JT and Bryce, certainly. But this pitching staff, outside of Aaron Nola, how many of them belong in the major leagues right now?
I'm with you. They got, but last year, they sucked too, Joe. They have a better offense, and even the offense hasn't really responded the way you thought they would.
No, it took until, you know, probably the second half for them to wake up. Yeah, it has been a frustrating year. It's no doubt about it. It's been a frustrating baseball season.
All right, Joe, let's move on to the Eagles because things are getting frustrating there too. How bad a loss was that?
It was bad, Angelo. I was on the pregame show on Sunday with Glenn Macnow and Ross Tucker, and we were talking about the game and trying to keep it in the moment, but also looking big picture this season. And two things pop out. One, the NFC is good. You know, I think there are 8 or 9 teams that could win 10 games, which means someone in that range could miss the playoffs on a tiebreaker. The Eagles don't want to be in that mix. You want to win 11 or 12 and just win your division and get there. And then two, you know, we can ignore it or pretend it's not happening. The Cowboys look like they're pretty good.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
So every loss like this, like if the Eagles are going to win 12 games and clear the Cowboys and win this division, they got a lot of work cut out for them now because they already dropped one of their losses in week two.
Yeah, that was a bad part of it. Joe, I'm still struggling with guys getting hurt without making a play. You know, if it happens in a play, that's part of the – that's why we didn't play them in the preseason so they wouldn't get tackled, so they wouldn't have contact. I lost 3 guys who nobody even got touched. How do you explain that, and who can I blame for that?
Well, the Goddard thing, look, he had an injury in the preseason, so who knows if that was still bothering him, what that was, but I'll tell you my first thought, Angelo, when Deshaun went out and we found out about Alshon, they're both older, and they both get hurt. Like, Deshaun Jackson, I don't think he's played a full season since 2013 or 14.
That's true.
And this has been Alshon Jeffrey's career now, really always. He always has something, and when he's on the field, he's excellent, and I love watching that guy play. But this is it, and the Eagles built the second oldest roster in the NFL, and they did it because they want to win now, and it's a veteran group, but this is the kind of thing that happens to players that are in their 30s. They just get banged up. So hopefully both those guys come back soon. But this feels like it's going to be a theme with the team because they have a lot of older players.
Well, they were the most injured team last year.
Yeah.
And they're well on pace to do it again, Joe. And I'm starting to wonder if I could get a better training staff, medical staff, somebody that could protect me from a few of these. Not all of them, but a few of them. Because to me, if you're a coach and you're offensive line coach and you're giving up sacks, they look at the coach. Why can't I look at the medical staff when I get 10 injuries in one game?
You can. You know, you can. I mean, some of it is obviously just bad luck when a guy goes down. But when it comes to this stuff before the game, soft tissue things, you can. I remember Doug was asked about this last year. And they, you know, he tried to move on from the questions because I don't know what he's supposed to say in the week about his medical staff. But yeah, after the season, yeah, they have to look at all these things because they just, I mean, what happened on Sunday when you lose that many players from one unit, it's just almost impossible to call a competent game from a coach.
All right, let's talk about good Carson and evil Carson. All right, we've got 2 Carsons playing on the same team right now, Joe. Half the time, brutal. First half Sunday night, unbelievably inept. Second half, magical. Explain that to me.
Well, I mean, the first thing that jumps out to me, Angelo, when the 2 Carsons we're talking about is where the game is. In Carson Wentz's career, he is a completely different quarterback when the game is not at Lincoln Financial Field. You look at his numbers, look at his career, his win-loss, and everything across the board. At home, he usually puts on a show, and the Eagles usually win by a lot. When they go on the road with Carson Wentz as their quarterback, he doesn't play well. His career quarterback rating on the road is 84.4, which, if we're having this conversation 20 years ago, Angelo, that's fine. But in today's NFL, you know, usually most quarterbacks are around 100 for a quarterback rating. He's well below average on the road, especially against good teams. And that's, look, a lot of young quarterbacks struggle on the road against good teams, but he really does. And this is the thing. This game reminded me, Angelo, of last December when they lost in Dallas, where he was poor in the first half, and then he led a charge in the second half, and they almost won that football game. And the defense at the end gave up a big play, just like in Dallas. And we're like, oh, the defense again. The defense kept them in the game on Sunday night, just like they did in Dallas with 3 interceptions to Prescott in December. If the Eagles are going to go win a championship, they need Carson Wentz to be as good as we know he can. We see it for 4 quarters, or at least close to it. Otherwise, you just can't beat the teams on the road like this.
Joe, I got to tell you, he seems stronger in football than me in baseball. That's all I'm saying. I got one more, Joe. And this is really about me and all the fans in this town because I'm thinking badly of myself this morning. when Josh McCown was in the game, and everybody knows, he's a journeyman. He's nobody, right? I wanted him to stay in the game and Wentz to stay out on the last drive of the first half. Did you too, and should I think less of myself that I actually showed so little loyalty to a player I love?
I did too, and I didn't want him to stay in for the full game, but I wanted him to stay in for that series. And I none of us knew at that point what was going on with Carson,
right,
how serious it was. But I wanted him to stay in for that series. The ball was moving. And as well, you shouldn't think less of yourself. You should think more of yourself as a fan of the Eagles, because this isn't about one player. This is about the team.
Yeah.
And the team was moving the ball. I wanted a touchdown, and that's all I was thinking about at that point.
See, that was very honest, Joe. Joe, I love talking to you, pal. Listen to Joe all the time at WIP. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Angela.
And at Joe Giglio, right on Twitter?
Yes.
Because he says a lot of stuff.
He's very active.
He's very active on Twitter. It's sometimes annoying on Twitter. Honestly, when I realize, I think he was a little misconstrued about campaigning for Gabe.
He's not as right. You just tried to say this is some
right.
You're more likely to put, if there's a list of 20,
yeah, don't ever put
I don't know how long I don't know how long that list would have to be for
yeah,
me to give a vote.
Lot. No, he's not getting
I would be
I want you to think about that, Al.
Usually they usually go 10 deep maybe.
If anybody votes for Gabe Kapler for manager of the year, they should immediately be put in concussion protocol. Because that's a sign that they've been concussed. That's all I'm saying. All right? I did want you to hear, though, Al. We were talking about Wentz and clamoring on the sideline to get back in. Here was a little more information when Wentz was in the tent and trying to get back on the field. Let's listen.
Carson Wentz is out of the tent, and I think he just wants to come out and watch his team moving downfield. But Josh McCown doing a really nice job on the field moving this offense.
He really is.
All right, Merrill's coming up. This is the way Merrill answered that.
He really
Merrill's coming up at 8:20. No. Merrill was saying, I'm enjoying McCown too. Will Merrill Reese acknowledge, Al, that he wanted McCown to finish out that drive? I don't think he will.
I don't know.
But I think he felt it. Did you hear the way he said that? I think it might have been. Matt's on the line next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening, Matty?
Not much. How you guys doing?
I'm doing fine, Matt, but I got to be honest. It's going to be a rough week. I keep seeing Aguilar drop that ball.
Yeah, it's already been a rough couple days.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think it was a lot more than that, but that was the one moment that everyone's looking at that could have changed a lot.
Yep.
But, yeah, I totally agree. It's going
to
be a rough
week. What did you want to do with McCown when he was driving the Eagles down the field at the end of the first half?
I wanted to leave him in. I don't know who he was. I've never heard his name, but the way he was moving that ball was completely opposite of the way Wentz was moving the ball. And I'm a loyal Eagles fan. You know, I love Wentz, but I want my team to win. And McCown was moving the ball, and I felt like he was going to score a touchdown. And once I saw Wentz running back in, and we were at, what, like the 17 or?
Yeah, 13.
Within the 20.
13-yard
like, no,
line.
No, don't put him in. Don't put him in. Let him finish the drive.
And Wentz threw a bad ball, and they ended up having to take the field goal. Man,
right.
I honestly think that, you know, the other part of it that's really haunting me, didn't it seem kind of easy the way McCown was doing it?
Yes.
Quick throws, decisive stuff. And then Wentz is back there. He's always kind of looking for the big moment. And the big. It seemed easier the way McCown was doing it just in that moment.
It did. And I remember one pass to Ertz, and he's looking for who he's going to throw to. He throws to Ertz, you know, that's who he's got. And all these people are out. And the completion, it just looked smooth. Everything looked nice. And he should have let it keep going.
Wow. I'm going to ask the coach. I don't think the coach, Al, if the coach wanted McCown to finish it,
he would have finished it.
He cannot answer the question. No, I actually wanted Josh in there, but Carson was insistent.
No.
He can't say that.
No.
But I wonder what he was thinking, because we all were thinking the same thing, Matt, and it's not great because it means our loyalty is not very deep.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a fact.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that deep. Matt, I got Eagles tickets for Sunday's game. Great seats. Al's the judge. This is the 24th birthday of Patrick Mahomes. I need great players or athletes 24 and under.
I really hope I win because I've never been to an Eagles game. I don't love the team that he's on, but I'm going to go with Ezekiel Elliott.
And the thing with Al is You have no Al doesn't care if you're on the Cowboys, right, Al? That doesn't bother you.
He loves Tony Romo.
Ezekiel Elliott is eligible. He's 24 years old. So far, we have Carter Hart, 21, Ezekiel Elliott, 24, and Simone
Biles,
22. See, when you get into gymnastics, I got nothing.
She's like,
I got nothing.
And gold medalist.
She's an Olympian.
Yeah, like, she's
so
amazing.
People kind of know her.
Yeah, right. She does. Like, and she's on a bunch of commercials.
All right.
She's awesome.
Anyway, without further ado, where are we right now in our question today?
All right, we're broadcasting live from the Tasty Cake Studio, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. Today's Twitter question is brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Thinking Chevrolet, think Armin Chevrolet. Armin's leftover clearance sale is going on now. Save up to 35% off MSRP. Visit shoparmin.com for details. Find new roads to Armin Chevrolet. When Josh McCown was doing well late in the first half, did you want Carson Wentz to return a quarterback? 61% say yes.
See, no, that's not, that's, we all say yes. So there are 39% now remaining staunchly loyal to Carson Wentz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.